Well, when you stop and ask yourself, what are the keys to the kingdom? Meaning your kingdom and the kingdom of heaven. Well, there's a lot of keys, folks, and figuring them out is always the mystery and the exciting adventure. I'm Steve Bonnenberger. This is The Common Bond of Common Sense. In just a minute, you're going to hear from Nick Castellano. And my goodness, what a great man, as I've spent a few minutes with him in the pre-interview time, just kind of getting a feel and a flavor for what this man does and who he is and where he came from. You're definitely going to want to know this man. He's written a book that'll be out soon called Awaken the Sleeper, and he's going to be talking into that. But if you want to find him, go to angelsinaction.tv and search out and find the Nick Castellano profile, and you'll be glad you did, because this is a man that absolutely can help you in your journey and advancing your own cause. Nick, good to have you on our program.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Well, Nick, let's begin with a brief, just a synopsis of your life. You said you're one of six children, and you just had enough when you were growing up?
One of six. Grew up, was born in Brooklyn, New York, raised in Virginia. Always had just enough. Didn't know we didn't have, but it was a pretty tough upbringing, and we had a lot of bounce checks in our lives.
And you know what the thing that I remember about growing up in that life is, those of us that were raised, and I was raised very poor. I don't say that often, but my family was very, very poor and lived in a part of town that wasn't very elegant. But I don't remember or recall it being that kind of a stripe or kind of a stigma that people attach to it today. Was that your experience?
Yeah, that's exactly what I my experience. We never knew we didn't have anything. We just thought that's the way everybody lived.
Yeah, me too. Now, Nick, by the way, folks, nickcastellano.com, CastellanO.com, but you can find him at angelsinaction.tv. Angelsinaction.tv, search out and find the Nick Castellano profile. You'd be very glad you did. This is a man that has insight and wisdom and will be willing to work with you. And he's going to talk into how he does that in just a minute. Now, Nick, one of the things I think that you and I hold in common is the notion that it is a kingdom available to us of resources, but sometimes folks don't always know how to access.
I agree. A lot of times folks limit their access to the kingdom because of their own value of who they are. They feel like they're not worthy to have this thing in their life or this wealth in their life or any of that. And so because they feel that way, it becomes a reality.
And Nick, if you could, let's talk into a little bit about how did you discover these components, and then how did you integrate them into your own life?
Well, one of the big things about discovering the components, my background is nuclear power chemistry, so I tear everything down to the atom, if you will. And so I've got to know that I know that I know. So when I became a Christian, I started tearing the Christian word down to the atom, that I know that I know that I know. And the words that we think that are there in English are not the words that exist there in the Greek and the Hebrew. And so once I started seeing that the words in the word lined up with the words in things like physics and quantum physics and all these things that we as Christians throw out as New Age because we throw the baby out with the bathwater, I started to see there was some synergies. So it was my job to translate what the New Agers said in biblical language so that the Christian, the sleeper, could awaken and utilize the tools that were laid up for them in the first place in the unseen realm.
Man, I just love what you're talking about. Nick Castellano, folks, and once again, the magic of our show begins to come through. Nick, what you're talking about, let's begin with simple things, okay? Because I'm a believer, first, that thoughts are things and that thoughts can be altered.
That's correct. And that's why we're supposed to guard our thoughts. Our thoughts become realities. Thoughts clothe themselves in reality. So what you focus on, you get. And the sad part about the subconscious is it doesn't understand don't. So if you say, I don't want to smoke, I don't want to smoke, I don't want to smoke, get ready to smoke because you're focusing on smoke, smoke, smoke. You've got to focus on clean, healthy body. I want a clean, healthy body and see yourself in that clean, healthy body state. Too many times we lose focus on the purpose. We just focus on the steps to that purpose. And it's God's job to do the steps. He'll do exceedingly abundantly more than we've ever hoped for or imagined. It's our job just to see the end result. Let him do what he do. the way he does it.
I like that. Now, and the second thing I believe strongly, and I'd like your opinion about this, please, Nick, is that not only are thoughts things, and the thoughts can be altered, canceled, and rearranged, but I also believe that language patterns matter. Speak into that, please.
Well, words and language patterns are probably the most... The word is the strongest force on this earth. I'll just say that. That God has given all power, dominion, and authority to Jesus, who was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, he's given all that power to us, so our words are the strongest thing on this planet right now. And yet we frivolously throw these words around as if they're not, they have no power. And then we create things in our life that we really didn't want, but we said, we sure hope that doesn't happen, and there it is. It did. A word is a thing. And we've got to watch our words and guard our tongue because we're creating the reality we live in right now.
I like what you're saying, Nick. Nick Castellano on the Newsmaker line, folks. This is the Common Bond of Common Sense. AngelsInAction.tv. AngelsInAction.tv. Go there often. Find and search out the Nick Castellano profile, and you'll be very glad you did. Clearly, this man is highly intelligent, highly skilled, and highly experienced in the matter of how to change, alter opinions, and to redirect actions in our life. Now, Nick, as we go down through the model that we've been creating here, thoughts are things, language patterns matter. The next thing is I believe that people need to write down or reflect. Do you see that too?
Definitely. It says in Habakkuk 2:2, write your vision and make it plain. And what that really means is write down your vision in great detail, see that vision and explain it in great detail so that others may read it and run with it, so they can see it. So now you've got two cords, and then with God, that vision is a godly vision. You've got three cords, and a three-strand cord cannot easily be broken. So what I do on the vision, the reason, the thing I see that God has given me is every morning the first thing I do is I read my vision, I read it out loud, and until it becomes part of me. Then every night before I go to bed, the same thing. I read it and I read it until it becomes a part of me, and then I go to sleep. So first thing in the morning, last thing at night. So it resonates with me, if you will.
I like that a great deal. Now, what about the idea of collaboration? Because it's my opinion, Nick, that as you begin to think and write, and then you begin to try to flesh these ideas out, that you will begin to bump into people who are both agreeing with you and consenting, and those that disagree. But my idea is, Nick, it matters not, because in the end, it's the collision of the molecules that creates the new idea or the new event.
Well, I agree with you totally. The whole purpose is the as-one attitude. We move in purpose, and once you move in purpose, you take that faith step. Even though it doesn't make any sense, you move toward it. All of a sudden, the people that you need in your life will be attracted to perform in that purpose. Because, see, everything is laid up in that purpose. God has laid up everything in the unseen for that thing that you were called to do, that reason you exist, that why. And people are a part of that, and they edify you in the areas that you're not strong in that purpose. So as a team, as one, we create and bring the kingdom here to this planet.
Now, Nick, what about this idea then that people will say, well, I'm really scared. They don't want to use the word scared, or reluctant, maybe reticent is a better choice of word. But they'll say that they're hesitant to be able to share their idea because they have this notion that they've got magic elixir bottled and lightning has been trapped inside their idea. How would you speak to them, and what advice would you give to them?
Well, as a businessman, I am a businessman, and as a businessman, I help many people with these, and what I do is I first make them, we will sign a non-disclosure agreement, because we're supposed to be wise as a serpent but gentle as a dove. So let's be wise as a serpent, let's put the non-disclosure agreement down there so we're all comfortable in our sharing of this idea, and then we move forward as a team. If the person wasn't going to sign the non-disclosure, they were probably going to take the idea from you anyway, so it's probably not a team member. Satan has a tendency to throw up somebody in your path that's not part of your team initially until you get into the actual team members.
And Nick, another thing that I think about, and boy, I'm just so glad you're here, because it's seldom I'm able to discuss these matters that some would consider esoteric, and for me they are absolutely bedrock. But there are people who would say, okay, given that, and it's my opinion, now these are only my opinions, Nick, that one of the barriers in the evangelical world to hyper growth or just growth at all is the fact that they don't really clearly understand the idea of modeling and the ideas that connect with that of iteration. Speak into that, please.
Explain that to me when you say modeling?
Modeling for me, Nick, would be creating an event and beginning, and then not assuming that it can, should, or will work, and understanding that the only way for real, true change and impact to happen is to begin to improve and fix and move along that.
I guess I'm just not seeing your... I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. Well, the idea here that I have is that modeling is to create something. Mm-hmm. Take your idea and start, and then to see where it goes instead of assuming that has to be the finished product at the end.
I agree with you totally there. You've got to be... and see, here's the way we do business. I dare to do business the Kingdom way, and when I say that, I mean this. I move in a direction. That's my job. I move. But in every decision I make, the Holy Spirit guides me in every decision. Where I decide to just do it on my own is where I decide to take ownership of the business or the purpose myself. And as soon as I do that, I get what the world gets. But if I stay on purpose and I stay listening to the Holy Spirit and He tells me when to go left and when to go right, then it truly is a business that I only steward over for the Kingdom. And the decisions for me are so much easier then. And then I can be guided so much easier. And I don't have to see the final end point. All I have to do is move in the direction of, and He'll move me this way, move me that way, so that I can get to the place that He wanted me to be in the first place, not to the place where I thought I was going to do. Because the plans of man are many, but the purposes of God will be accomplished.
I love what you're saying. Nick, you've got exactly a minute. Talk about how to call resources to what you feel God is leading you to.
Okay, how to call resources to what God is leading is by taking a step. You take a step. You move forward. Stop sitting and thinking about moving forward. Move forward. Take the step of faith in that purpose, that vision that you see. Move forward, and resources will be attracted to you. But if you keep waiting to wait to wait to get ready to get ready to get ready, that's an all-about-you attitude, and that's not all about the Kingdom. The Kingdom will support you. God will support you in the thing He called you to do. Can't help it. All abundance light up and is laid up in there. But you've got to move forward.
This man will be back. Clearly you can sense the intelligence, and I have this notion of a clerisy and a Christian intelligentsia that God would put together, and our show brings the people not just of faith but from all other walks of life as well. But I love and admire the people of God that come and speak out of their own life and their own experience and their own knowledge sets. Nick Castellano has been our featured interview. The name of the book he's going to be bringing to market is called Awaken the Sleeper. You can find him at angelsinaction.tv, angelsinaction.tv. Go there often, but certainly search out and find the Nick Castellano profile and then connect with this man, because he will be able to bring aid and help and support and new stimulus to your own economy. Stay tuned and locked in. You are listening to the program that features you and your future. This is The Common Bond of Common Sense.